Okay, hola Mendez. Welcome to MC Lil J Rap on Tap. I am MC Lil J. This is the show where we look at MC Lil J rap lyrics and explore a dialogue about their relevance and meaning. Every song tells a story or takes us on a journey. So stick around to get the message as we kid around and vibe and flow on the show here. Okay. In case anyone was wondering, we are recording right now. So that's good news. Okay. Hello, listeners. Hey, everybody out there. I can't wait to share a rap song with you guys today. We have a couple of great guests. We have Eric and Bella. Okay. They're a father and daughter. So that's great. Say hi, guys.
What up?
What's up? Okay, great. Before we get into it, let's just take like 5 seconds of quiet time to kind of just transition into the present moment. Let's just reset. I think we need it. Okay, great. I'm so excited to do this right now. Okay, so today, you guys, I have a little bit of backstory on today's rap. It's called I Have a Dream / 6450. 6-4 as in like cruising on the street in my 6-4, 5-0, maybe, please, I don't know. This song is out of book 2, okay? And just for some clarification, so I started writing song lyrics in 2008, and I've since filled up like 12 journals with my writing. And this was like an inspiration that I felt something like almost called to do. Okay. So book 1 was kind of just a start. Like I was just figuring out how do I like rhyme a little bit. And then things start to kind of get really good in this book 2, which is where I found today's song. So like just imagine you guys, I mean, you know, my story a little bit, almost like I just told it to you 15 minutes ago. But imagine I'm like a 36-year-old mom, married, living in the suburbs, okay? This is in 2008. And I get this strong inspiration to write these like edgy, maybe controversial, but also spiritual rap lyrics, okay? So they're like too edgy for church, too spiritual for the radio. You know, I don't even really know how to rap. I'm a fan of rap at this time. I've always loved Beastie Boys, old school rap. I love music. I never saw myself writing songs, okay? So I didn't know where to begin. And my college roommate and her husband were friends with this guy in New York City who had worked for VH1 and had a ton of music connections. So they said, give this guy a call. He's gonna help you. So he's really nice to me on the phone. And a few days later, I received this CD in the mail. I'm gonna hold it up. It says Jedi Training Phase 1. Amazing. So yeah. This was like, okay, like let's go, go time. It felt like a good sign. And on it are a bunch of instrumental songs and beats that I could, I guess, theoretically practice with. And so the lyrics that we're looking at today were written kind of on 2 different occasions and then combined into this song, but with this beat kind of in the background. Okay, so this hasn't been officially recorded. You know, it's still kind of in its early phases. So before we start looking at the rhymes, do you guys have anything you want to jump in with?
Can we hear the beats?
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked. That's great. I've got it ready right here. Let me see if you guys can hear this. Basically just like that. There's a few like, there's some like little ins and outs and it kind of drops a little bit, but it's basically just a flow. And it's like 6 minutes long. So I would just sit and kind of like write. I'm not really like a freestyler, but I would try to like write and like, how do I make these lines rhyme together? It's, I don't even know what made me, I really honestly, I was like, I feel like this is important. I feel like I need to write this down. That was the inspiration, write it down. So I was like, I'll write it down. Okay, you guys already know, I want you to disagree, jump in, point stuff out. It, great, not great. You know, that's the whole point of this. Okay. So if something, I don't want to go too fast, but I want to keep it moving in the interest of time. So this song has like a little opening, and then it has like six really short verses, and then it has kind of like a grand finale verse. So I'm going to try to read a verse at a time, and then we'll look at it. So I'm going to read this little opening and then the first verse. So here's a little rhyme for those that are hopeless, feeling helpless and moping, maybe sad because you're dopeless, cruising down the street in my 6-foot. Okay, verse one. Don't let people talk you out of the dreams in your life. No one but you can give them the right. Don't dwell in the negative thoughts that cross your mind. If negative is what you think, then that is what you'll find. The one who knows your potential is the one who made you. He knew all the shit that you'd go through. Wonder how I know that you are truly blessed? I guess since you were made by God, you could be no less. Not always feeling it, not really seeing it. So the step you take is faith. You got to start believing it. I'm not promising specific results are guaranteed. You never know what blessings God already knows you need.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it.
So tell me this. When I throw out God, is that something, like, do you guys have like a reaction to that? Like, do you like bristle at that? Like, oh, it's, she's talking about God.
I don't think it matters.
So I wouldn't say that I like have a reaction one way or another to it, but it did stick out to me because like I've never experienced you talking about that or being interested in it since we've hung out. So I don't know, maybe something was different 10, 15 years ago with you, like with everyone.
So I guess that's so interesting because you know me really well. It's not something that I talk about, and Monica probably knows more than you or Bella, but it's not something I talk about like all the time because, you know, we're talking about what are we having for dinner or what do you guys want to do? And it's not always like, hey, I hope you know you're blessed. God made you. You know what I mean? Like that doesn't always flow into the conversation. But it's actually, I'm probably actually even more passionate about it now. When I wrote this, I was actually in like a really mixed up phase of my life. And I'm surprised I even actually was able to come up with something this coherent, to be honest. Like, this sounds actually to me pretty good. Like, I'm kind of like, wow, who wrote that? That sounds great. Like, that's how I feel when I read it. Like, I'm like, that's really encouraging. I mean, do you feel encouraged by it? Or like what? Or it sounds positive?
I feel like it's very you.
Okay.
Yes. Like I said,
I agree.
Yeah, it's especially, I wish I had the lyrics in front of me. I'm trying to remember like the exact words.
That's part of the show is that you don't. So was there something specific that you're like remembering a certain word that was in a line? And I'll read it back.
I'm trying to remember the word.
So don't let people talk you out of the dreams in your life. No one but you can give them the right. Don't dwell in the negative thoughts that cross your mind. If negative is what you think, then that is what you'll find. I mean, that's
it.
That's it. Yeah.
That one was my favorite too.
Yes. That like encompasses an enormous part of you, I think.
Yeah.
Because you always seem so focused on, we need positive thoughts to have positive experiences.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, making the connection like back then and now. And like, there's definitely, from what I think, a parallel there.
Okay, I think we're having some technical difficulties. We seem to have lost them. Let's see if they pop back on.
We're here.
Okay, great. We're still going.
Okay, we're here.
So I want to say to the listeners too, because, and you guys have rightly brought up, I don't go around just like God, 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 church, church, church. I'm definitely not like a church person at all.
Never.
But I am really spiritual.
Very spiritual in your own way or your own beliefs.
True.
Yeah, and I think there's room for that as like a universal vibe as opposed to like your God or their God or the God of this or the, you know, a religion's God. Like there's room for something I think that like encompasses more. I don't know. That's kind of how I feel about it. That it's not about like religion has given God such a bad name. And I'm like, he's a great guy or girl or tree or whatever he is, you know, it's great. That's my experience. All right, let's move forward. So here, I'm going to talk more actually about God. I see right here. I start off the second verse. I say, he wants to give you favor, hope, and blessings. Time to reset your mind to the original factory settings. Fuck that past and all that crap. Holding on to pain, that's evil's trap. Stay on the offensive and believe for the best and let God, your maker, take care of the rest. You think this God thing is a joke? I'm talking about the motherfucking antidote. You got a medicine cabinet full of tranquilizers. You're fighting the man and the money-hungry misers. You need a vacation and your feet are tired. God's patiently waiting for you to get inspired.
Yeah, that's good. It's like, I really like the flow. Like, so the first part to the second part has the same message, but the second, I don't know what it's called, like a stanza or section or whatever, drives it home even harder. And also I thought explains a little more in detail, like, hey, when you're lost on the path, have some faith and you'll be back on the path, or you can have hope to find the path.
Okay, that's cool. I feel good about that.
What'd you take?
Bella, speak up. You know, I mean, there's nothing, you can't screw this up. If you have something or not, you don't have to.
What the like rhyme verse is, because I'm getting like a little lost, like trying to match like which words are rhyming with which ones, because some of them are like really similar.
Okay. So
is it like the first one and then the second one rhyme and then the third and the fourth and then the fifth and the sixth? There's a specific pattern.
Yeah.
Right before it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay. It should be like that. And I want to go back to the very first line that said, don't let people talk you out of your dreams in your life. I want to say that I stole that literally directly from Joel Osteen. Do you guys know who he is?
I don't.
No.
He's like a TV pastor of like a mega church that's in, I think, Houston. And, you know, these people are going to be controversial. They're in the public eye. Honestly, around the time that I was writing these lyrics, I was kind of jumbled up at the time. And sometimes like at night, you know how people binge watch like Tiger King or whatever. Like I would binge watch Joel Osteen and I would just like lay on the couch and be like, talk to me, Joel. Like build me up. What?
I said that explains all the God lyrics.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, he made sense to me. Like I was like, oh. So like God isn't like gonna like punish me or hate me or make me do weird shit, like not eat whatever, I don't know what everybody's doing. I was like, it's just about being nice and like believing good things. I was like, I can get behind that. Like that makes me feel great. So And I do want to say too, we're getting so far off track. I want to keep an eye on the time, but I went to see Beastie Boys live in the fall of 2007. And I was so jazzed up for this show. They said, we're dressed to impress. They said, dress up. It was at the Riv. And I wore my actual wedding dress to this show as like an homage to the Beastie Boys. I love them so much. And it's not the Beastie Boys. It's just Beastie Boys. I know that. Anyway, someone told me that night about Paul's Boutique, which is, I think, the greatest album of all times and definitely also the greatest Beastie Boys album. I had not listened to it. Okay, I'm in my wedding dress and I hadn't listened to Paul's Boutique. If you can imagine this.
Ever? It's,
what?
Ever?
I had listened to like Eggman and maybe Hey Ladies, and I was like, that's kind of a throwaway CD, isn't it? Okay, yes. And so I listened to it and I'm literally like, oh my gosh, this is the best piece of work I've ever heard. And I listened to it literally from like September, October, November, December, like for 4 months. That's all I did was listen to Paul's Boutique. And I literally was like, I want to contribute. I was like, they are doing something great here. I don't know. And then I was like, got this inspiration to write it down. And this is what came out of it. So I guess I got a Joel Osteen and Beastie Boys mashup. This is what you're getting.
My two biggest inspirations.
Yeah.
Church and the Church of the Beastie Boys.
And the Church of the Beastie Boys. I love it. Okay. Wedding dress at the concert. Okay, here's verse 3. This might speak to you. Yo, this God stuff ain't for me. I'll wait and watch the reruns on TV. The cool thing is that you can wait for all eternity asking yourself, what's wrong with me? But no, see, because you're asking the wrong question. Start wondering what's right with you. That's the right direction. Mothership connection. Our hearts can come correct then. God's fucking in control, so it's the best I am expecting. Want to give love and live love? And it's crazy shit I'm talking. Like Denny Crane's buddy, I'm a fucking Vulcan. Like Easy Rider's Henry Fonda, a peaceful trailblazer. Some say love is pain that cuts like a razor.
Yeah, I like that. The only thought I had was when you said something about like watching it, like rerunning it on TV. I thought like, since you wrote that in like, what, 2009,
2008?
What
was yeah, it? 2008, yeah.
It like makes sense even more now because people were like watching everything on TV because they couldn't go anywhere.
So I thought with the pandemic.
Right, it related more now.
Yeah, it totally makes sense.
I thought that verse was a little more abstract, and it's funny that you just brought up the Beastie Boys before it, and I don't know, maybe that's why I'm thinking this, but it was more abstract how they are opposed to, I feel like in the first two verses, it was almost like a not a story, but like a clear message.
Right, okay. Yeah.
And the third verse is very different than the first two.
Yeah. I feel like I was still kind of trying to like get figuring out, am I trying to be the Beastie Boys or am I just Lil J, you know? Okay. Let's look at verse 4. I just don't know, man. Well, I do. It's going to be okay no matter what you do. I'm spreading my love in a whole new direction while I'm taking time for introspection. Interloping, interlocking, what does it mean? More love is a good thing. Are we all agreed? Apollo Creed rhymes with weed. You're looking mighty fine, you are indeed. I can't rap about God, but I can rap about guns. I'm rapping this shit just for fun.
Wow.
Yeah, I like that.
I like that one.
I like that one the best. That was... Like,
I do too.
That was a really good mix of like the vibe from verse 1 and verse 2, and then independently the vibe from verse 3, all mixed together in a way. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, like the first two lines were really similar to the first verse, and then the last few were like really similar to the third.
It like wraps it all together. Into in well together.
Okay, cool. I like this line. I can't rap about God, but I can rap about guns. I'm rapping this shit just for fun, because it is weird how people are more shocked about, like, you know, if you say I'm blessed, than if you were like, I've got a gun in my pocket. Like, people would be like, oh, cool, you got a gun. Then if you're like, I'm so blessed, people are like, what the fuck, get out of here. Like, you're a weirdo, you know? I mean, it's weird. Like, it's too bad. It's like, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like it's too bad. I feel like there's a lot of, I'm trying to bring it back.
Yeah, I thought that, like, the randomness, like the Apollo Creed and weed, like that shouts Beastie Boys.
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
That type of lyric is like, sometimes I wonder when they did their stuff, like, where did you even come up with all these random sayings?
Right.
Opposed to, like we talked about earlier, that clear message, which is more like, you know, how someone like Eminem, like, tells a story and the whole story is about the same thing, and it like continues to send the same message,
right? You know, yeah,
like, for example, I am whoever you say I am.
Yeah, right? Yeah,
that whole thing circles back to my identity is defined by everyone else no matter what I do,
right?
Opposed to the Beasties, it's like over here, over here, over here, over here.
Yeah.
It's a good,
which I love. I love the way Beasties do it. I don't know. I think there's some people that throws them off, but I love it.
Yeah.
So
I agree.
I love it. Okay. Verse 5. Want to hear what y'all going to say in the mix? Going to keep running my game and talking my shit. For all of y'all sitting in classes, learning shit decided on by the masses. Give up the drama, it fucks up your karma. Fuck our differences, we all got a mama. Don't wanna hear about who started the shit, just wanna know about who ended it. The hate, the violence, the hypocrisy, everybody else is doing it? Yo, that's weak. Hey, Kanye, check it out, I'm the Stay Right girl, making history, bringing God raps to the world.
Damn. I like that one.
Yeah, that's solid original. That doesn't sound like either of the anything. Others.
Yeah.
Like, that sounds like OG. OG, right? Little J. Yeah.
Okay. OG Little J. I love this verse so much because when my kids were little and they would fight, I would honestly always say, he did that, she did that, well, I'm doing this back, whatever. I would always say this to them. Like, I just want to know who's going to end it. Like, I honestly don't care who did what first. I want to know who's going to be the first one to stop. Like, that's what's going to impress me. I really could give a shit who started it. Who's going to end it? Like, that to me is like, I could apply that to so many different situations. And then the part about, everybody else is doing it, yo, that's weak. That's directly stolen from the Beastie Boys when they say, you don't pay the band, your friends, yo, that's weak. I mean, I took it right from them. And then, hey, Kanye, I'm such a Kanye fan, you guys.
Yeah, that's all you. That's all you.
Yeah. So, making history, bringing God raps to the world. You know, because he talks about like never going to hell. I made Jesus walks, never going to hell is one of his lines. Okay. Are we moving on?
Yeah.
Okay. Verse 6. The king. Oh, God, I love this line. Okay. That's not part of the song. I just said that. Okay, verse 6. The kingdom and the power and the glory are yours. Okay, I have to stop there. I know it's confusing when I stop, but when I'm saying, I didn't know what I meant when I wrote that, but I think I mean the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours. Like yours and yours and you and you and you and you. Not like the kingdom and the power and the glory up in the sky residing with some, you know what I mean? Like how we think of it. it's, they're yours, they're ours, they're all of ours. We own it. Okay. And I just,
opposed to God.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's what he's about. He's like giving it away. He's like, this shit is yours. Come fucking claim it. I have another song where I say unclaimed blessings in the life sweepstakes. Maybe we'll do that one next week. Okay.
This shit is yours. Come fucking claim it.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that's it. Okay. So verse 6, starting over. The kingdom and the power and the glory are yours. No exclusion or delusion. All are welcome, of course. It's a celebration. I'm participating. Why are you still waiting? Come on, mofos, put your hands in the air. Use your own two hands like you actually care. Your dream might take all the love you can give every day of your life for as long as you live. Climb that mountain, getting higher, getting stronger. Be a slave to your vices, no longer, no longer. Freedom of choice in life includes the freedom of choice to do right, dudes.
The last line was clever. That was funny.
Did you write this all in one sitting?
So usually I do now when I write, but this was written actually in two parts. It was two separate sittings. Like I kind of wrote some of it and then came back and finished it.
It's interesting. I don't know if this comment will make sense or not, but I feel like the first section, maybe even the first half, to me, sounds like you're almost speaking to yourself. And then when we move later on, it's like you're presenting.
Oh my gosh, that is amazing. I love that insight. I think that is actually true because when I write, I usually do start off like, so I dropped my bowl of cereal and the milk all spilled. And then by the end, I'm like, but praise God, because he fucking cleaned it up. You know, like, honestly, every song does follow that pattern. That's so, I can't believe you picked that out. That's amazing. I wouldn't have really noticed that. But, and that's why I feel like for this show, it's cool because when you stay all the way till the end, you get that big payoff. It just kind of builds a little bit. Like the beginning seemed so strong when you guys first heard it. But it's like getting stronger and stronger, right?
Right.
Okay. So the freedom of choice to do right, dudes. I love that. Okay. So here's 7. It's like a 7th verse and then a finale. So I'll see where I'm going to stop. Breaking the rules is the easy way out. If you flow within the rules, now you got clout. We're in a lava lamp, sometimes called hell. You might be peeking or freaking, but you got to act well. The bad days, the good days, I've looked at all the angles. Obi-Wan gonna borrow Samuel L. Jackson's blue Kangol. Stay still, let the music swirl. Wash it away, wash it away. Better off tomorrow than you were yesterday. Wanna play? Stay in today. Made in the shade and you're making the grade. Who in the world would you imitate? Pickings are slim, not many so great. Making my way by staying out of the fray. Rising above, set a San Po May. Okay, and he, go ahead.
Go ahead.
What were you gonna say?
So,
and then it goes into this.
I lost there a little bit.
Yeah, I kind of got lost too. And then it goes into this. This is the finale. Yo, I gotta add something. I gotta add a couple things here. Also, that was a lot of Beastie Boys there. Lava Lamp, peeking or freaking, but you gotta act well.
Julia.
Yeah.
This song was done to that beat.
Yeah, you want to hear how it sounds with the beat?
Yeah, I want to hear the finale with the beat.
I don't know if I can do the finale with the beat, but let me do one of the other verses. Name one of the other verses and I'll do it with the beat.
The first one?
Okay, great. Let me turn it all the way up.
Julia.
Can you hear the music?
Yeah, but like hold it a little further away. Like whatever, wherever you had the
intro music? Music,
okay. The intro music was perfect.
Okay, here, let me see if you can see it.
Yeah.
Don't let people talk you out of the dreams of your life. No one but you can give them the right. Don't dwell in the negative thoughts that cross your mind. If negative is what you think, then that is what you'll find. The one who knows your potential is the one who made you. He knew all the shit that you go through. Wonder how I know that you are truly blessed? I guess since you were made by God, you could be no less. Not always feeling it, not really seeing it. So the step you take is fake, you gotta start believing it. I'm not promising specific results are guaranteed. You never know what blessings God already knows you need.
Legit, dude. Okay. It is fast. That's a fast really beat fast. For those lyrics.
It sounds slow. It sounded slow when I played it before. Didn't it sound like open and kind of like lame? And then you try to rap over it.
Into it. That's a fast beat.
It's fast. Okay, so here's the finale. One thing I've noticed about my music that for some reason I do is, and I don't know why, but I somehow make it where it tries to like almost end up offending everybody. Like the church people are offended, the rap people are like, no way, what's she doing? And like everybody somehow has to get offended, which is actually, I'm not saying I'm Jesus, but that is something that like Jesus was big on doing. He somehow like pissed everybody off. Like, right. Was like, it's a skill. So here's the finale. I think it's kind of controversial, but this is the song. So let's look at it. Yo, yo, motherfucker, I'm talking to you. Yo, yo, motherfucker, I'm talking to you. Treat everyone like the one you love, and then maybe things won't suck. Three blind mice. See how they run. They drank too much and they killed their friend. They're out the next night and they do it again. They're still all saved and in heaven they'll be friends. Three blind mice. Carry on. Peace.
Yeah, I like it.
Really?
I don't think it's like as controversial. Like I don't see where it would be.
You don't feel like that's controversial? I mean, I know you do. I know, I can see on your face that you're like, what did you just say? It's weird, right? But like, it's a message, like cures as bad as you can imagine it getting, but you're still saved. And in heaven, you'll be friends, which heaven is like here now. Like it's a message of hope. I think.
Can you read it one more time?
I'm going to read it a little bit differently this time because okay. The second line I actually changed. I don't like to change anything from how I originally wrote it. And when I looked back at the book last night, I saw that I took some artistic license and changed it. So I'm going to read it the original way.
Got
it. Yo, yo, motherfucker, I'm talking to you. Yo, yo, motherfucker, I'm talking to you. Treat everyone like the one, like the love of your life, and you're gonna be just all right. Three blind mice, see how they run. I think this would be like sung, like three blind mice, see how they run. They drank too much and they killed their friend. They're out the next night and they do it again. They're still all saved in heaven. They'll be friends. Three blind mice, carry on, peace.
You look like you have something to say.
Say what you're going to say. There's no...
I'm having a hard time putting my finger on...
Like, what about... Yeah.
What I want to say. This is like a big change from the rest of what was coming out. Or like, I felt like the vibe from the song, this was like, I don't know, like a left turn.
Right. Yeah.
But I also feel like I would need to hear like the flow of it all together to get a feel for it. You know what I'm saying? Like it's hard to just, hey, here's a verse, because I feel like when you hear the whole thing, like I could hear the flow in several verses, like I told you, like in the first three, and then, you know, like this one seems almost like independent. So I like it as like a finale and bring it home. But like, how did you feel like it fits in with the rest of the song?
So Like, I don't really think about it. I literally just try to write it down as I'm inspired to. And then I'm like, I don't know what this means. Like, if I ever like write something and I'm like, oh, that's like, I try not to overthink it. Like, I try to literally just be like, almost like an instrument. Like, I'm just writing it down. That honestly was my original inspiration. Write it down. So I agree. This seems like a totally weird ending. Like, it's kind of a downer. It's like positive, but it's not. It's like tough. Like, it's almost like, okay, it's happy and God, and like, here's some kind of cool lyrics, and like, it's all happy. And then it's like, and also fuck you. Like,
it was almost like a metal type of like, like.
Yeah. Yeah. It like goes edgy. So that last part is supposed to be like it would be played at the very end as like an outro, or almost like, you know what I mean? Like, the song's basically over, and then yeah, that kind of comes on, I guess, is how I envisioned it.
So it reminded me maybe a little bit of like a Beck type of thing, you know, obviously, you know, Beck.
Yeah.
It's like where they're like, I mean, trying to keep up with something from Beck, you're like, what just happened? You know?
Yeah.
Like that type of vibe. I don't know.
I think it's real. It's like important to remember there's not like always, I don't know.
From the beginning, it seems like, hey, there's not like a clear defined message in this. It's abstract with some sub messages.
So it's almost grounding. I feel like it's like the whole song is actually summed up with this last part. Cause I'm like, yo, motherfucker, I'm talking to you. Like, that's harsh. Like, yo, motherfucker, I'm talking to you. Like, that's in your face. And then I'm saying, treat everyone like the love of your life and you're gonna be just all right. That to me is so powerful. Like, yeah, if you treated every person you met like the person that you love most in the world, or your dog, like if I treated everyone as good as my dog, like it would be great. Like that, I feel like I'd be happier doing that. So that's strong. And then this three blind mice thing would be sung, like I guess the way it was originally written, I envisioned it being sung to the tune of Three Blind Mice. I don't know. They're still all saved. I think it's like, what's the worst thing you can imagine someone doing? Accidentally killing someone that they love, but they're still all saved. Whatever that means, saved, like it's okay. I mean, it's the same message that we've been talking about. Like, it's all going to be okay. Like, stay positive.
So I like that you just explained it, and now it seems much clearer to me, like kind of seeing through your eyes, because I had like my own interpretation of it. But when you like whatever explained your thought behind the lyrics, yes, I agree 100% with what you said.
Yeah, I agree. I didn't get it like the first time you read it, but as soon as you explained it, it makes sense.
And I agree, that is like a super powerful message. Like, why don't we just treat people like they are the top of the top? And clearly, your life will be better as well.
All right, another successful show. We did it. That was it. We did what we set out to do, because that's the whole point, is, you know, understanding these through discussion. But before we leave, who, like, tell me, like, here's a few questions. Who needs to hear this? What was your favorite part? Those are my two questions. Let me hear from Bella first. And Bella, speak up so we can hear you really well.
I don't know who would need to hear it. Like, I liked the first part when it was like all like encouraging. And so maybe like, I don't know, I don't want to say like high school students, but like also like, it's just like good to like hear stuff like that, like all the time. always. And then my favorite part was, what was the line that we were talking about earlier? It was the first line that we had you repeat.
Was it, don't dwell on the negative thoughts that cross your mind. If negative is what you think, then that is what you'll find.
Yeah, that one is my favorite.
Okay, cool. All right.
So yeah, I mean, I don't think there's anyone who doesn't need to hear it. Like, I think it's a great message.
Yeah.
There's like a specific group or demographic that needs to hear it.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I mean, no, I don't think it's like a preachy thing. I think it's like a vibe. Like, people who need to hear it are the people who have that type of belief a little bit, because to be honest, I don't think someone without that type of belief would even be able to understand and interpret it. And my favorite line after you repeating it a time or two and then talking about it through your eyes is the last verse, for sure.
The whole verse, or the treat everyone like the love of your life? Or the whole verse?
The whole thing.
Wow. Look at that. You hated it and now it's your favorite.
Yeah.
This has been a successful show, you guys. Thank you so much for coming on. I think this is really fun. I hope you guys had fun too. I feel like we're just in your kitchen. What were you gonna say?
I just said we had a great time.
Great. All right, I'm gonna play some outro music for us. Thank you to all of the listeners for listening to MC Lil J Rap on Tap. I hope you feel refreshed. Please join us next time, and we'll let this music take us out. Can you guys hear the music?
Yeah.
This is a good song too, right?
Yeah.
This is Young Leo.
I still gotta hear him, by the way.
What?
I still wanna hear him live.
I know. All right, guys. You guys can stay on, and I'll talk to you for a second.
All right.